This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Today, the final program in Ganga, Julian Crandall Hollick's 1,500-mile journey down the River Ganges, from its source in the Himalayas to the Bay of Bengal. Sagar Island is where Ganga, the River Ganges, finally flows into the Bay of Bengal. Every January 14th, millions of ordinary Indians make their way here by train, bus, or foot for a great bathing festival to celebrate the sun entering Capricorn. For Julian, Raja, and their driver, Tivari, it's a perfect way to end their journey. Today's episode is called Makar Sankranti.
This Mela is Woodstock on the beach. Everyone's welcome. No age restrictions, no tickets, no invitations. You get here any way you can, by train, by bus, on foot. You sleep anywhere you can, often on the sand. Wash, eat, chat, meet people, sing bhajans. Shop for just about everything. Conch shells, beads, books, cassettes, even DVDs. There are police, doctors, even a temporary courthouse. But one thing is fixed and immutable. On Makar Sankranti, the great day, you take your holy dip. Ganga Sagar's the final chapter in the story of why Ganga came down to earth. The 60,000 sons of King Sagar had disturbed the hermit Kapil Muni while he was meditating here at the tip of Sagar Island, so Kapil Muni shriveled them to ashes. Sagar's grandson, Bhagirat, begged the gods to send down Ganga to restore them to life. And Bhagirat led Ganga down out of the Himalaya here to Sagar Island, where Ganga washed over the ashes and liberated their souls so they could finally go to heaven. So every Makar Sankranti, millions come to seek mukti or freedom. A group of some 50 peasants, bundled up in their winter woolens, are sitting on the beach. They're stonemasons from Rajasthan. They left by bus on December 27th, 6 weeks off from work to go on a yatra, a pilgrimage, around the entire country.
So why do you do a yatra like this, all these religious sites?
Seeing the gods, discovering India, meeting other Indians, a wonderful reason for a pilgrimage.
I lost one of my friends. We are searching for him.
They need to get back to Calcutta to catch a train.
He has not yet come. We did the announcement. I think he will be coming.
In the watchtower behind us, the PAs are appealing for the missing person, Ganesh Pal. The workmen don't seem fazed. We'll sit and wait. He'll show up. There are a multitude of other little dramas being played out near the information tower. A woman from Bagalpur in Bihar had 75 rupees wrapped up in the edge of her sari, the fare back to Calcutta.
So you were taking your bath this morning and you forgot to take your notes out of your sari, right? No?
I forgot to.
You've forgotten?
Yeah.
It's easy to forget, it's the sort of thing I do.
Money is obviously very much on her mind. Who can blame her? Others now add their 2 cents worth. The whole trip from Bagalpur's cost us 500 rupees. We didn't get to eat either. Incidentally, they're charging far too much for the bus and the ferry from Calcutta. It's normally 35. But they told us Makar Sankranti on Sagar Island only happens once in a lifetime, so you have to pay extra.
Do you know why this dip is so important?
Lots of voices, but a common bottom line. Buddharam Das from Ayodhya says, it just is. All pilgrimages are important, but there's only one Ganga Sagar, and we come for Kapil Muni.
Vishnu Devi, Amritsar.
Yatras are all Kailash Baba does, from the Himalaya to the Arabian Sea. To get here for Makar Sankranti, he's walked right across India with just a thin blanket.
Are these all your worldly possessions that you have on you?
This is my only worldly possession.
The blanket is his bedroll. He has no cooking pot or water bottle, nothing but this bedroll.
Yes, I'm from Narmada, you know. If I get some food, it's okay. Otherwise, I will drink water from Ganga. And it is okay.
You drink Ganga Jal like you drink Narmada Jal, no problem.
Ganga ka pani api rahe.
Ha.
Tulsiram.
Tulsiram.
My name is Tulsiram.
And you come from Mathura, Vrindavan.
Mathura, Barsana, Radha Rani Dham.
My family are related to Radha. Now, Radha had a passionate and adulterous affair with Krishna, the legendary dark-skinned god. My ancestors are also friends of Krishna. When is unimportant. For Tulsi Ram, it could all have happened just yesterday.
This is your first time here?
Tulsi Ram says something wonderful is going to happen tonight. The gods will drop a rain of nectar here for the welfare of all the believers. Our souls will be released. That's why it's so auspicious to bathe here. That's why this day is so important to us. That's why people come here from all the four corners of India. The tide's starting to come in. Across the beach, a crowd advances conga-like. The local deity, borne aloft in her silk litter. Women dancing ecstatically to the rhythms of their village. Conch shells blowing full bore. A 100 yards offshore, a large hovercraft crisscrosses the bathing area. Kashmiri terrorist group has threatened to attack bathers on Makar Sankranti, so the army is taking no chances.
Why is Makar Sankranti so important?
Because the 60,000 sons of Raja Sagar, who was burned here by the shrap of curse of the Kapil Muni.
Naresh Sharma from Delhi starts explaining the story all over again.
But why Ganga Sagar?
Ganga Sagar. Then because the forefathers of Bhagirathas was burned here by the curse of Kapil Muni.
And supplies the answer.
But why Makar Sankranti?
Makar Sankranti, day of Makar Sankranti, they were released.
Oh, that's the day they were released. So it's celebrating the Ganga bringing the sons, the ashes of the 60,000 sons back to life.
Absolutely.
Primla Mishra and Babli Jar have filled their plastic bottles with Ganga Jar. But now they're scooping sand into a plastic bag. This I've never seen.
Okay, you've got your Ganga jar. What is this?
Sand.
Sand of Ganga. You'll take that back home.
We
put it in a sacred thing.
They
believe this is very holy and pious sand. And when they start their houses to live there, then they keep this sand.
In the foundation,
in the country, of course.
Okay. I never knew that. I knew everything about Ganga Jal, but I never knew about the sand. So you put a tiny bit of it when you build your house. You're going to build a house soon?
It's so obvious. It had never occurred to me.
So you're saying if I touch the tail of this...
Go down, Kalyak.
Raja, is it true that if I touch the tail of this cow that I will go to the next world?
Yes.
Baitarini.
Yes, okay. This is another way of going.
I'm not ready to go yet.
Baitarini is an actual river in Orissa. Its source is said to resemble a cow's mouth. And many Indians believe you have to cross Baitarini to get to the next world. So a calf is its symbol. Touch its tail, take a few steps into the surf, and you're saved. That night, I never see a rain of Amrit, not even a mist. The PA blares throughout the night, and at 3 a.m. the tide is way, way out. But the beach is thick with bathers, chanting Ganga Jai. Calves and humans promising Gaudan instant salvation. Brass cymbals beating on the beach. Everywhere, lots of people talking, having a good time. A night out at the seaside. A human tide surges down the avenue towards the sea. One group of villagers shuffle in lockstep, roped together like cattle so that no one will get lost. It's probably the one and only time they've ever seen the sea, except on the ferry across. No wonder they look bewildered and apprehensive. While all around them, there's a raucous cacophony of spontaneous joy.
UP, Mirzapur.
I'm coming from Mirzapur, UP.
And you're freezing, you're shivering.
Kahan pe rehna hai isliye? Thanda hai pani mein?
Nahi, hawa upar se.
Well, get dressed quickly.
Yeah.
This is all your family?
Ye aapke parivar sab hai? Acha, yes, my family.
So you go back today or you'll...
Aaj hi wapas chale jayenge?
Ha.
Yes, we will go back today.
Why are you putting those coconuts back in?
A couple are scavenging coconuts offered to Ganga here on the beach. Nothing goes to waste. 50 paisa a coconut.
We are collecting these coconuts. We will take them. Maybe we will sell these again.
What are you doing?
Ki korchen apni bhai? I am collecting the coins, you know, what was offered to the sea. You know.
You're scraping the sand to look for coins.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with those coins?
The women are raking the wet sand, looking for coins from earlier this morning. Nobody objects. It's just part of Indian life, making a living any way you can.
Sometimes I got 20, sometimes I got 50 rupees.
Raja, who normally turns his nose up at Hindu rituals, is beaming with happiness.
Just can't believe such a big bar. Never happened in history, maybe, yeah?
It's amazing.
Yeah, amazing, man. People are crazy or we are crazy.
Mukt hui, unki atma mukt hui. To isliye, Raja, isliye log yahan aate hain ki hum bhi mukt honge yahan par asnan karke.
Tiwari is back from bathing. For him and all the rest, the symbolism of Makar Sankranti is also highly personal.
So if Sagar's son, they can get back the life, we also get our liberation, you know. We will get our new life, you know.
So this is the end of our yatra?
Yes, this is the end.
This is indeed the end of our odyssey down Ganga. Fitting it should end here on the day that people come from all parts of India to worship Ganga here at Ganga Sagar. And after all these months on the river, I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
I'm Julian Crandall-Holick on the Bay of Bengal.
This is the last in Julian Crandall-Holick's series, Ganga. It was edited and produced by Tina Morris and Fernando Ruiz del Prado. The interpreter was Raja Chatterjee. The theme and incidental music was performed by L. Subramaniam, Tari Khan, and Humayun Khan. Julian's account of the whole trip, Ganga, A Journey Down the River Ganges, has just been published by Island Press. You can hear earlier installments of the series, as well as view pictures and a map, at our website, npr.org.